This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Monday their security forces had destroyed an Islamic State Khorasan Province operations center in the northern Kabul neighborhood of Khair Khana. The overnight raid on the base in the Afghan affiliate of Islamic State, also known as ISIS-K, came just hours after a bombing outside the capital's main Eidgah Mosque Sunday, which killed at least 8 Afghan civilians and wounded at least 20. The bombing was the deadliest attack since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan following the departure of the last U.S. troops August 31st. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Majid announced the raid Monday, saying the ISIS-K base was completely destroyed and all the militants inside were killed. Taliban sources claimed several suicide bombers were inside the ISIS-K cell and were neutralized by their own vests during the clashes. There was no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack, nor did the Taliban say their operation against the militants was a response to the deadly mosque bombing. A new report published late Sunday sheds light on how, over the past 25 years, world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, involved nearly 12 million documents from 14 sources and was led by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, with 650 journalists from around the world working on the project. Among many other revelations, the report showed Kenyatta President Uhuru Kenyatta and his family has hidden millions of dollars in offshore and shell companies, even as Kenyatta urged other public officials to declare their own wealth. This is VOA News. Lebanon's National News Agency says the country's appeals court has rejected lawsuits filed against the lead investigator of the 2020 Beirut port explosion. The decision allows the investigator, Judge Tariq Bitar, to resume his work. Monday's ruling came a week after three former cabinet ministers, who were also defendants in the investigation, accused the judge of bias and filed lawsuits demanding he be dismissed. The challenge automatically suspended the probe until a decision was reached. The appeals court also rejected the quest to remove Bitar, saying doing so is not in its jurisdiction. The lawsuit was part of a growing campaign by Lebanon's political class against the investigations into the devastating port explosion of August 4, 2020. The huge blast destroyed parts of Beirut, killed over 200 people, and wounded more than 6,000. Rights groups and the public have accused the political elites of knowing about the explosive material stored at the port and doing little to protect against it. A lawyer for deposed Myanmar civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi has asked a judge to cut back on the number of court appearances she has to attend, citing the strain on her health. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been on trial for several months on multiple charges brought against her by the military junta that removed her from office in February. The charges include illegal possession of unlicensed walkie-talkies and violating the country's natural disaster management law, for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary elections, among other charges. During a court appearance Monday, her lawyer, Kin Mong Zhao, filed an application with a court to reduce her appearances from every week to every 2 weeks. The attorney later told reporters the judge will make a decision on his request next week. Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, has been detained since February 1st when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after a National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. Actor William Shatner, best known for his portrayal of Starship Captain James T. Kirk in the now legendary 1960s television series Star Trek, announced he will go into space later this month. If all goes as planned, the 90-year-old Shatner will blast off October 12th aboard a Blue Origin rocket. Blue Origin is Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' private aerospace company. If successful, Shatner will be the oldest person ever to travel to space. He'll be joined by three other passengers on Blue Origin's second space venture. The flight is expected to last about 10 minutes and reach an altitude of about 106 kilometers. Bezos was among the first Blue Origin passengers in July. For more information on these stories and others, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.